Oh, I'm so glad all of you out there can be here this evening with us for this very special call with a well-known guest, whom I'm sure many of you have heard of within the Young Living family. You're probably reading or have read some of his latest essential oils books and enjoyed them very much. And Dr. Stewart, we want to welcome you to the call this evening, and thank you so much for agreeing to join me on this special call this evening. It's a blessing that you could be here to share your wisdom with us and, you know, the information that you have regarding essential oils. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you.
Great. Now, for those that are new on the call, I just wanted to let you know, and I'm sure that we have quite a few new people listening into the call this evening, and I wanted to let you know that Dr. David Stewart is, he's a favorite of many of us at Young Living. He's a chemist, a biologist, and has earned his Ph.D. degree in geophysics. Is that correct, Dr. Stewart? Okay. He's a certified childbirth educator and a registered aromatherapist with the Aromatherapy Registration Council. He's the author of 14 books, including The Wonderful Healing Oils of the Bible, The Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple, and Statistical Validation of Raindrop Technique. And he's also the founder of CARE, which is the Center for Aromatherapy Research and Education. And he also has several educational videos and DVDs where he explains and demonstrates raindrop technique, Vitaflex, and emotional releasing with the oils, just to name a few things. So, Dr. Stewart, you keep very busy. You've blessed so many people with the information that you've shared with us, and I look forward to asking you some questions this evening. And if that's okay with you, I'll go ahead and ask you some questions, and then we'll open up the line for the listeners to be able to ask some of their questions as well. Does that sound okay?
That sounds fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, again, it's an honor for you to that you're on the call with us this evening. So I wanted to start by asking you, Dr. Stewart, if you could start by telling us how and why you became involved with Young Living Essential Oils?
Well, I love to tell the story. I actually got into it through my mother-in-law. She had been diagnosed with terminal cancer and was put on the hospice program, given 6 months to live. And we ultimately took her off of all, at that point, allopathic medications, put her on an herbal tea, which some of you may know about. It's called Mary's Tea or Essay Tea. And in 2 months, she was didn't have cancer anymore, and she lived another 4 years. She was almost 90 years old.
Wow.
Before she passed away, and in fact, she never had another illness. But she had a lot of traumas in her life, and my wife was looking for a way to help her to undo all of these traumas that still lingered in her, even after she's, well, in her mid-80s, and she came across the oils, Young Living oils. So the first kit that we bought was the Emotional Release, the Feelings Kit.
Oh, wow, okay.
That's how we got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And we used them with her, and before she began to unravel the traumas of losing her husband 10 years before that, and losing her son in Vietnam in 1968, and mm-hmm. losing a baby back in 1948.
Wow.
She started releasing backwards in time. And this is over a period of months. But we diffused the oils in her room every day
mm-hmm.
and applied them to her body. And finally, she got down to her childhood, where there were numerous other traumas, and everything was solved. Everything was healed at some point. And so
wow.
at that point, she just decided that her life work was over. She very lost her appetite and very peacefully, in the presence of my wife and I, slipped away to heaven.
Wow.
So we thank the oils for that.
Right. You saw her go from one state of emotional health to a very peaceful state. She had all
right.
of these emotional things to release, I guess emotional baggage you would call it, or
yeah, it was. So they also did just exactly what Gary said they would do. Now, at that point, we had not really built the Young Living business. We were just using the oils. Had used a little tea tree also for foot treatments and things that we bought from Young Living. But I didn't really get into it thoroughly until I saw Gary Young in March of 1999. My mother-in-law passed away in January of that year. And so in March of that year, Gary came to St. Louis, which was about a 2.5-hour drive for us. So we just went up. My wife said, let's go up and hear this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I really was only vaguely aware of who he was. I had read his little introductory book to Essential Oils. But
we didn't have as much information back then as we do now, did we?
There really wasn't. The Essential Best Reference wasn't out.
And
we went up there, and when I saw Gary, we were sitting, I think, on the front row. And it was only about 100 people there, a small meeting. I just actually had a vision. I suddenly saw myself standing on a stage talking about oils and traveling all over the world and teaching this to everybody. And it was like,
wow,
God told me, this is your assignment if you choose to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So I accepted it, and that's why I'm here now.
Here you are today. Wow. And boy, are you ever, because I know you've traveled the world sharing the benefits of the essential oils and the raindrop. And wonderful. Wow. So it started with just using them for your mother-in-law and seeing the benefits, and then going from there and learning from Gary and taking it from there. So, wow. Well, that's fascinating. I didn't realize that part of how you got started. I know early on in the beginning, I've heard of some experience that you've had, maybe with cypress oil and some for back pain.
Yeah, what from the point that I realized what I was supposed to do, I didn't just jump into it. I was, I guess, a little bit like Jonah. I knew I was supposed to go to Nineveh, but I really wasn't ready. So I started studying, though, getting everything I could put my hands on, and we came to the convention a couple of months later, which was in Salt Lake. And it wasn't until, but I kept saying, okay, God, what, I know this is what you want me to do, but what approach shall I take? What's the details?
Mm-hmm.
That came clear to me when I took Gary's raindrop training in Toronto in September of 1999.
Oh, okay.
And following that, I had had serious back pain for 43 years. I had an injury back in 1956. So I had suffered every day of my life, and chiropractic could only give temporary relief, but and I'm grateful for that. That's the only relief I had gotten in 40-some years.
Right.
But when we took the raindrop training, I didn't ever receive a raindrop in the training because I was interested in learning it and watching it.
Right.
But when I came home, my wife and I were practicing on everybody that we could get to lie still long enough. And so about a week after I got back, I said, well, Lee, why don't you do one on me? Now, I hadn't been able to sleep through the night for years without waking up in pain and getting up and having to sleep part of the night in a chair and then going back to bed. So my night times were between a bed and a chair, and had been that way for a long, long time. And I couldn't pick up heavy loads or even hardly bend over with that, my back going into spasms.
Right.
So anyway, she did the raindrop, and first one I had ever received, and the pain was gone. And I went to sleep that night. The next morning, I woke up for the first time in years, and I was still pain-free. And that was 6 years ago.
Wow.
And I've never had any pain since. It was an instant healing.
Instant healing. Wow. So God was showing you.
Yeah, and that's exactly. Then I knew that's what God wanted me to do. The raindrop was to be the vehicle I should carry.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, what a testimony and wonderful story. So, oh, I am so happy. Now, and the raindrop technique that we're talking about, for folks that are newer to the call, could you explain to us a little bit about exactly what raindrop technique is and how that works for us, you know, how it would work to help correct that pain, you know, heal
sure
that, I guess we don't want to say heal, but correct that pain that you had experienced.
Yeah, I sure can. The technique itself consists of applying a sequence of 8 or 9 oils, including Valor, a blend of oils, on the feet and then on the back along the spine and on the spine with a sequence of a protocol that Gary Young developed of various strokes and using Vitaflex and other things. And the whole idea is to get oils that address every system of your body, including the muscles, the organs, the nervous system, the cardiovascular system. And the oils that he has selected for that do all of that. And by applying them over a period of 45 minutes to an hour is about what it takes, you reach every tissue and organ and cell in your body one way or the other.
Wow, just in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. And what happened in my case, here's the scientific explanation of how you can be healed instantly through oils in this manner. Oils do many things. But one of the things they do is cleanse the receptor sites in the cells of your body. If your receptor sites are not functioning properly because they have been clogged up, they're like little keyholes, and if the keyholes are plugged up with things, then the keys won't fit and the cells can't communicate between each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the oils clean receptor sites, and most of the oils in the grain drop technique, which include oregano and thyme and basil and vinegar, are very cleansing in that sense. And then, once that's done and the cells can establish that communication again, then something has to go into the cell and delete garbled and erroneous information that's gotten into the DNA through various pollutants that have been exposed to or even thoughts that we've had, pharmaceutical drugs and things.
Right.
And that's another part of the oils does that.
Okay. Wow. So
there's another kind of part of the oil that actually reprograms the perfection that was supposed to be God's image in the first place. And so in a matter of a few minutes, those oils can do all of that, and that's instant healing, which it did in this case.
Wow, that is amazing. I mean, that is just amazing, and it's wonderful to hear you explain the scientific background of it, because I've used the oils, and I've gotten several raindrop techniques, raindrop treatments done, and, I mean, I feel the difference, how it relieves pain, brings balance to my body, more energy, you're more calm. Like, I think it calms the nervous system, so you're more calm, yet you have good energy, and it, you can just feel it, how it's very balancing and pain relieving. But so I know that it works, but to be able to explain how it works, that's the thing that is always the tricky part for me, you know. So it's wonderful to hear that explanation. So basically the oils like oregano and thyme, they cleanse the receptor sites, but they also have part of the oil is also helpful for the DNA.
Yeah, and the oils that mainly do that are the valor and the marjoram and the cypress oils.
Okay, so valor, marjoram, and cypress are the ones that have the potential for working with the DNA and repairing DNA.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for explaining that. So, and so basically, with the raindrop technique, then it's something that. It's nice. You can take the raindrop kit to a massage therapist, and there's directions in there how to do it. Or you also, I know, have some videos and DVDs available that you go through how to apply the technique with these oils, correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay, great. And if anybody would like information on any of the anything that Dr. Stewart's talking about tonight as far as raindrop technique, releasing the emotional patterns, which we covered, any of that, you can email me at oils4health, so that's oils and then the number 4, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at Ameritech, A-M-E-R-I-T-E-C-H, .net. And specifically, you know, what you're interested in, and I will be forwarding those emails to Dr. Stewart's staff, and I understand that they will be replying to those, correct, Dr.
Yes,
Stewart?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So, and also, while I'm mentioning that, his books, too, the 3 books that he's written on aromatherapy, those can be gotten through Essential Science Publishing, and if you go online to www.essentialscience.net, His books are available through Essential Science Publishing. So I know that people are going to have questions about where to, you know, get your books and further information too. So while I was thinking of that, I just wanted to make sure and mention that, those tools that they can use. So great. Well, okay. So now I know one of my favorite books is, The Healing Oils of the Bible book, and I read that often, and I, refer many people, you know, and recommend your book to others to read. And in your book, I like how you mention that with very great essential oils like what we have at Young Living, that one can never be allergic to the oils or have an allergic response to the oils. Sometimes we get, you know, new customers who, you know, think a certain oil caused them maybe an allergic reaction. So this is something rare, but, you know, maybe every couple out of, you know, 100 or so will call and they think that a certain oil they used is causing an allergic reaction. But could you address that, Dr. Stewart, why it is that we could never have an allergic reaction from a pure therapeutic grade essential oil?
Yeah, I sure can. Of course, okay. You can react to an oil in a detoxification manner. But an allergy is a very special thing where it's a double mistake on the part of our immune systems, which first identifies a harmless substance as if it were harmful, and then creates antibodies, which are white blood cells that are programmed to fight that particular substance the next time it comes into the body. And then when the body encounters that, it's called an antigen, a second time, it rushes out to attack the enemy. It's not really an enemy, so it ends up attacking you, and then you have what's called an allergic reaction, which can be anything from a rash to a cough to a nausea to, you know, various ways you can manifest that. Now, the reason why oils don't cause, essential oils cannot cause that kind of a reaction is that allergies are almost universally caused by reactions to amino acids, peptides, and proteins. And none of those compounds exist in the essential oils. They're just not there. Neither has anyone ever found in any human body antibodies that have been created as a reaction to the oil. Now, you can react to a fatty oil, like almond oil, olive oil, corn oil, because those are cold-pressed and contain larger molecules and traces of protein are in there. So it would be possible to be allergic to a blend of oils containing some carriers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But essential oils, if they're distilled, don't have the right ingredients to create an allergy. But sometimes people will react, and what it is a detox. It's because the oils are highly detoxifying. They cleanse off the receptor sites and take wherever out of the fatty tissues wherever they are in our body. And hopefully, we don't flush those out more quickly than can be handled through the kidneys and the colon. But should the detox be too rapid, which can happen sometimes, then it comes out through the skin and in other ways that can appear to be an allergy.
Oh, okay.
But the difference here's the big difference. An allergy, if you really have antibodies that are going to react to a substance in a true allergy, you tend to get worse and worse reactions every time you encounter that substance, to the point to where one more wasp sting or one more bowl of blueberries or whatever it is you're allergic to, you can end up in anaphylactic shock and in serious condition. But with a detox, it gets less and less until it disappears, and then that oil won't bother you at all. So there's an opposite way that they go.
Right. Wow. Okay. So that is wonderful. So it's not actually the oil, but it's causing the detox reaction, which is where that the skin rash will happen. And it's because the detox is usually happening too fast.
Yeah, that's right. And you need to back off from the oils and start making lots of water, do some cleansing, and then cautiously go back to the oils. And eventually you'll clean it out, and then you'll have no reaction to that oil at all again.
Right. Great. So it's actually a good sign when you see the oil is doing the detoxifying for you of something that's in your body that shouldn't be. You know, it could be, like you said, medications or, heavy metals, chemicals. So it's actually helping to detoxify those, but it's something we just want to do back off, drink more water, and then start back at a slower pace and gradually.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Great. So that's very interesting and good. Very good to know. Okay. Now, the other question I have is also in reading your book, Healing Oils of the Bible, you talk about which is very interesting, especially with it being cold and flu season, and you know, some people with upper respiratory concerns and flu and everything. But the big difference between the essential oils versus antibiotics, and why one would want or prefer you know, or choose to use an oil in place of an antibiotic. So I know that on this call we can't prescribe, treat, or diagnose, but for you personally, Dr. Stewart, could you tell us why you would choose an essential oil over an antibiotic?
Well, here's the difference between the two. Antibiotics are programmed molecules that are created to attack bacteria and in a special way. The trouble with antibiotics are, is number one, they are indiscriminate. They will attack all of the bacteria in their body, including the good stuff. And there's a number of colonies of bacteria in our body that we need for metabolism or digestion and other purposes. And so if you take a regimen of antibodies for a while, you're going to depress your immune system and weaken yourself, so you're going to have to build yourself up back again and replenish what it's destroyed that it shouldn't have. Another thing about antibiotics are that bacteria sooner or later get smart and figure out any specific antibiotic and get resistant to it, and then the antibiotic doesn't work anymore. And that's because antibiotics are always very specific and relatively simple molecules, and bacteria can figure that out and get resistant. And then you end up with having to use stronger and stronger antibiotics to the point where you're using something like methicillin or vancomycin, which will kill the patient sometimes before it kills the bacteria. So there's a dead end with antibiotics. Now, the thing about oils are, first of all, they have something called homeostatic intelligence. They are able to recognize the good bacteria from the bad. So they destroy the bad and nourish the good. This is because God's intelligence is in them. The antibiotics are just robots created by people that don't have that kind of intelligence. So there's one benefit of the oils that are not found in antibiotics.
Right.
Another benefit is that antibiotics have been shown to be effective in some cases against viruses as well as bacteria, which of course antibiotics don't address viruses at all. But the most important thing is that bacteria will never become resistant to the oils. We have oils from thousands of years ago from Egyptian tombs that are just as antiseptic today as they were then.
Oh, right.
And the reason is because there's never any two batches of an oil that are the same. The oils are very complex, way more complex than antibiotic. They consist of hundreds of compounds, and you can never grow the same exact proportions of those compounds in an oil twice in a row. The oils are like wines. You can grow the grapes in the same vineyard every year, but depending on the amount of rainfall, sunshine, how early you harvested, when they blossomed in the spring and all of that, every year's wine is a little different. And so that's why they put dates on the bottles. You might prefer the 1995 version better than the 1996. And oils are just like that. So bacteria can never figure them out because they're always different.
They have God's intelligence. And
yes.
Wow. Okay, so great. So there's no strain of bacteria that they would be resistant to.
Never. God's medicines are forever.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome? It's such a message of hope that we have in these times, you know, that we're living in, where, like you mentioned, you know, you try one antibiotic, that doesn't work, it creates a host for the next round of illness, and it's a spiraling thing. And that's exactly what we saw within my family. I have three young children, and before I found out about these oils, I mean, we were into the doctors, I would say 12 times a year, for upper respiratory concerns like ear infections and croup, and constantly rounds of antibiotics. And you would see where it seemed like they would be better for a week, but then a couple weeks later, we were back in with the same thing again and getting another antibiotic, and it was just a spiral of illness. But as soon as we started using the essential oils, MU Power is a favorite of mine, and the Steve's Oil Blend, as soon as I started using them on them daily, I mean, it's been 6 winters now that we've been using the oils, and only once I've had to take one child into the doctor's for. Otherwise, I mean, they've been healthy, and we haven't had to go and get any kind of medications or antibiotics, but we use these oils as preventative, or if, you know, something slight comes up, a cold or something, we get going on our oils, double up on them, and we're all set with what we have in our homes. So, you know, I love the scripture where in Proverbs, there's treasure to be desired in oil and the dwelling of the wise. God shows us. So it's definitely been a blessing, and it's so nice to be able to share these with others. And I appreciate the background that you're sharing, you know, the scientific background with it, because I know they work, and I can tell people how they work, and they help us for this concern, and here's what we're using. But it's wonderful to be able to hear, you know, the science behind everything. And I know you've written a book, Chemistry of Essential Oils, and I need to get time to sit down and read that, but it sounds like a wonderful book from what I'm hearing, because I'm hearing that even if you've never taken a chemistry class before in your life, it's still very educational but understandable. And so I think that's, you know, something that people like me are looking for. And so that's very helpful. And so explaining the science behind how the oils work, the thing that is fascinating to me is if you could explain for us the situation where I'll have people I've shared the oils with, and they're using them, and they call back, and they're really enthused because just by inhaling the oils, okay, just inhaling them, it's helped to relieve chronic pain that they've been dealing with even for months sometimes, okay, and then they just get going and inhaling the oils, not even applying them, and it helps to relieve this chronic pain. So, Dr. Stewart, could you address, like, how that could be possible?
I sure can.
Okay.
Well, the molecules of oils are very tiny. They're all less than, generally less than 300 atomic mass units in size, which is very small. And they can penetrate not only the skin and go anywhere in the body. In fact, you can put peppermint, you can do this experiment, put some peppermint on the soles of your feet and see how long it takes before it travels through your body and gets to your tongue where you can taste it. And so because of their small molecular structure and the fact that they're oil molecules, they can get right down into cellular levels to administer their support. But they can also, when you breathe them, it goes into your lungs, which then circulates through the bloodstream. But even more important, they can penetrate the blood-brain barrier. All of the molecules of the oils can do that. And they perform many functions. Frankincense, for example, contains some compounds that carry oxygen very much like our hemoglobin does. And so if you had a serious brain injury, like a motorcycle accident or something like that, I would say pour on the frankincense. And you can, and I can, I know several testimonies. In fact, one personal friend of mine whose son was in a car accident and his head was crushed, and they were able to use the oils and prevent any brain damage.
Wow. So it was
another way they work. Yeah, you can also take them orally. You have to read the directions and make sure that they're generally regarded as safe. And then Living has a good list of those. But take them in capsules, or put them in your drinking water, or put them in your food, and go through the digestive system. But the secret of the healing oils is their tiny molecular structure and their ability to travel throughout body and go anywhere they need to go. And each oil carries with it a set of keys that open locks on specific organs and tissues of the body. So some oils will administer to the muscles, others to the pancreas, others to the thyroid, others to other parts of your body. And it's because each oil carries a set of keys that address certain issues in your body.
Wow. So that's really fascinating. And that's where the Essential Oils Desk Reference book comes in handy, that we can also get through Essential Science Publishing, because, you know, you're kind of looking for yourself what different concerns that you have, and the book will indicate which oils address those organs, those particular systems. So, well, that's wonderful. And I know on the call, I just wanted to put, you know, a disclaimer that the information on the call is, this call is intended for educational purposes only, so it's not meant to substitute for medical care or to prescribe treatment for any specific health conditions. So that's something, you know, we want to make sure and mention. But, and Dr. Stewart, I appreciate, you know, all of the information, and I see some questions are coming in, so I have to take a look at that. Some of the callers are emailing questions, and
okay,
as we're speaking, so are the listeners on the call, But I wanted to ask just a couple more questions here, and then we'll open up the line so that we have, you know, time for everyone's, the listeners' questions. I know they're anxious to, you know, have them ready too, I'm sure. So now we addressed, you mentioned a little bit earlier how the oils can help emotionally. And like as far as for when we have physical health concerns, that sometimes if we're working on the physical and it's not helping, we might want to go to look at what's the emotion behind it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. About 80% of our conditions and diseases have an emotional or spiritual root. Maybe all of them do, for all I know, but I can certainly say that at least 80% do. And sometimes physical medicines, physical means, are just not getting anywhere. And anytime, and in fact, even just using oils without getting to those issues may not be working. When that happens, that's a sure sign that you're going to have to go to the spiritual and emotional aspects. And the reason for this is, well number one, here's the way we get diseases as a result of our emotions. We experience something that we can't handle emotionally, and very often this happens in childhood, where we're just not mature enough, or some traumatic thing happens, and it's beyond where we could see God's presence in it or understand why it happened. So what your intelligence does, it says, okay, you can't handle this right now, so we're going to store this memory somewhere for later, because you really do need to deal with this sooner or later, and we're not going to let you get out of it, but we'll save it till you're mature enough to deal with it. Now, here's the way the body saves those memories. Most people think all your memories up in the brain. Not true. Your body has 100 trillion cells, each with 6 gigabytes of memory. And your brain, especially the limbic brain, which is in the center of the brain, is a librarian, but your body is the library. So what will happen is you have a problem that you can't deal with, and so then your brain says, well, tell you what, you can't deal with it now. We're going to store this in your, there's a place there in the pancreas. We'll put it there.
Okay.
All right, so after a few years, you still haven't dealt with it yet, so your pancreas is going to start nudging you and saying, hey, there's something here you need to deal with, so you start having a little hypoglycemia. But you don't do anything about it, so then it gets a little worse, and eventually you start becoming diabetic. And really, that's just a message that there's an unresolved issue there. If you can deal with the issue, the diabetes will disappear, because it's just a message to tell you about unresolved business. And here's where the oils come in. That part of our brain, which is kind of up over the roof of your mouth, in the center of the brain, inside the brain,
mm-hmm. Okay.
is directly connected with the nose.
Okay.
It's the only sense that we have that goes straight to the emotional brain. Our other four senses, sight, taste, hearing, and touch, will trickle into the frontal lobes of the brain, which are conscious, where we can rationalize and think. But when you smell something, it goes to the emotional brain first. That sense is wired backwards to the other four. Now, because of that, you can awaken and access these forgotten traumas and emotions and then deal with them. And that's what we do in our emotional release. We actually use the oils to access forgotten traumas, bring them to the consciousness, deal with them, and you will see healings. It's just a miracle what you will see.
Wow, that is amazing. So the different oils, such as the ones in the feelings kit, would be a good place to get started if one were one to work with it.
That's what got us started with the oils, was that feelings kit.
Right. So, and I know recently you had the new emotional releasing DVD, and is it on video as well?
No, it's only available on DVD.
Okay, great. So that would help us to be able to learn how to use the oils for emotional releasing. The sequence of oils to use and how to apply them?
Yeah, there's a lot of details in there.
Okay.
It comes with a complete set of notes as well.
Okay, good. So, wow, that is wonderful. And so if one were working, you're new to doing this and you're interested in working with emotional release and doing this, you know, for oneself, and there's nothing really, as we're using the oils, that you can do wrong. Is that correct? I mean,
not really. I don't see that. And we train lots of people how to do this, and we've not seen any problems.
Right. It would be only beneficial. You're getting the release, and it's healing. So,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful. Because it's, you know, it's kind of, I think it's easier to understand how to use the oils for a sore throat, you know, or for a cough or something like that. But then something that's a newer idea to me is how to use the oils at the emotional level, you know, for the emotional release. So 80% of our emotions, physical problems can be emotional or spiritual. So that is a good. Now, also, the 12 Oils of Ancient Scripture kit, would that also be something that you address with the emotional release?
I use a lot of those oils in my emotional release. Cedarwood is an oil I always use, which was a biblical oil. In fact, cedarwood is kind of interesting. I'll give you a practical application of emotional release. Lots of people have a block against learning sciences and math. They say, you know, I can do okay in English, I'm okay in music, I can do art, I can do political science, but, geez, chemistry or physics or math, I just can't quite do it. That's not a sign of lack in your intelligence. Your IQ is just fine. It's an emotional block, and it's an emotional block that almost invariably comes from some authority figure in your childhood, a teacher usually, who ridiculed you or embarrassed you or intimidated you in class. And you had an emotional reaction to that, which placed a block that prevented you from learning that subject.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we do in my chemistry classes, I even recommend it when you read my book, take cedarwood oil and put it on your right thumb. That's the reflex point for the right brain, which is controls your emotional aspects.
Okay.
That's your intuitive side. And you can also put it on your right big toe, which is another reflex point.
Okay.
And you would be amazed at the people that have taken my chemistry training who had a total block against the sciences. Some of them are now teaching with
wow.
no blocks at all.
Right. Right. So this would be something one may want to do on a daily basis. If you're working at getting over a lifelong
yeah.
thing, it would be something you normally wouldn't do one time, but it would be a regular thing, or?
As long as it takes.
Right.
A while. You know, it depends yeah. on how deeply dug in those things are, but it really works. I had just seen total turnabouts of people that for 30 years they could not learn anything about science. They couldn't remember a scientific fact for 5 minutes, and now they teach it.
They're teaching it. Wow, isn't that amazing, though? That's what I love about these oils and sharing them, because the benefits are just amazing, just like God who created them, our Creator, you know. So it's that is fascinating, and I know I've seen it so many times on the physical level, you know, just like I mentioned for my children and the results we're getting, and, you know, and so it's amazing. But I thank you for explaining that then. So cedarwood oil on the right thumb and the right big toe.
Right thumb and right big toe, yeah.
Right,
you know,
like on the bottom.
Came out of the book of Leviticus.
Okay, right. There's a scripture, right, about the cedarwood oil. Okay, good. So that's amazing to learn about how the oils were mentioned in biblical times, and now what modern science, you know, what we're finding out about the benefits and the connection. So, wow, that's great. Okay, well, I have one last question, and then we're going to open up the call, you know, to take questions. Now, basically, like we mentioned here, the oils, I mean, they work. You know, anybody that's had experience with them, you know, they work well. But on the rare occasion that you're trying different oils and you're not seeing the desired results that you would like to see, what may be a reason behind it? I have a feeling maybe we've already touched on some of that, but what may be a reason behind that, and what would you suggest we do go from there? Would it be a matter of needing to do like some cleansing, or, you know, what would one do, you know, if they're trying the oils and just not seeing results?
Well, it's rare that happens, but... Yeah, well, I've encountered that situation a number of times.
Okay.
Whenever the oils are not working and you've tried a variety of them, and then the problem is not finding the right oil. The problem is that you're going to have to go to the emotional and spiritual roots of things. And there are several good books that Essential Science Publishing sells. Feelings Buried Alive by Carol Truman is an excellent one. The Releasing Emotional Patterns by Dr. Carolyn Mine. There's another one we use called Heal Your Body by Louise Hay. I don't know if Essential Science sells that one or not. But we use all of those. And then you can combine that wisdom that's in those books with the oils and then you can use the solvent product. So that's what I, that's where you go. If the oils by themselves aren't working, then you need to do some spiritual homework to get down to the roots of it.
Okay, great, great. And so just get started reading those books and see what you need to do for your own healing. So, great. Well, thank you very much for that information. And it's something that, you know, I find rare in hearing the oils in 5 years, but every now and then, you know, that comes up. So it's good to know where to go and to turn to it at this point. So, you know, like you had mentioned, we just talked about the emotional roots, you know, 80% of what can be behind the physical. So, good. That's great. Okay, so now I just wanted to mention for some people that may have gotten on the line later, we mentioned that Dr. Stewart's books, Healing Oils of the Bible, and the Statistical Validation of Raindrop Technique, and the Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple, are available through Essential Science Publishing. And if you go to the website, www.essentialscience.net, you can obtain those books. And also, he has several DVDs available with the information and the demonstration of how to do raindrop technique, VitaFlex. You even have one on healing oils of the Bible, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. And the emotional releasing with the oils. So those, if you're interested in more information, or if you're interested in information on the CARE, the Raindrop Program and the CARE Program, you can email me directly at oils4health, and that's the number 4. So oils, the number 4, and then health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at ameritech.net. And Ameritech is A-M-E-R-I-T-E-C-H. So, and then you can email me, and I will go ahead and forward that information on to Dr. Stewart's staff, and they'll go ahead and get back with you. So, if you know, you could just specifically say what you're interested in. So, thank you, Dr. Stewart, for the great information here, and I'm going to open up the line without further ado, because I know, I'm sure there's many people waiting to ask questions. So, okay, just 1 minute.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Okay, we have a full house here. Okay. Okay, well, we'll try to work this way, but if we can't get all the background noise out, we'll take a question and we'll put it back in presentation mode for Dr. Stewart to answer. Okay.
Can anybody press star 6 on your phone if you're not asking a question? That would be very helpful.
Hi there, this is Robert, and I would have a question if I could.
Yes. Does anybody have a question for Dr. Stewart that you would like to ask?
Yeah, this is Robert. I have a question for Dr. Stewart.
Okay. Go right ahead.
My question is, real quick, there's 3 books that have been written. I'd like to know which one would touch on the emotional issue that you have to talk about.
Yeah, having a hard time hearing that. Yeah,
everybody, please press star 6 if you're not speaking.
There must be 1,000 people out there this
evening.
No, this is awesome.
Thank
okay.
you. This is Robert.
Okay, the gentleman that was asking the question about Dr. Stewart's books?
Yes.
Okay. You were wondering which of his 3 books was
for the emotional issues or the storage and the spell. That subject seems fascinating, and I want to know more. I can't wait. Book would be most appropriate.
Well, what I will say is the healing oils of the Bible and also the chemistry of essential oils both touch on that. But the most thorough treatment I have of it is with the DVD, which comes with a set of 18 pages of notes. So the DVD and the notes are where I deal exclusively with emotional release, but it is also discussed to some extent in both of those other books, Healing Laws of the Bible and The Chemistry.
Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. Okay, does anyone else have a question for Dr. Saifu? My name is Barbara Covell, and for people who are on medication,
anything that you could say about autism and more specific situation for a child, a 12-year-old child.
Okay, Jennifer, can you hear that?
Okay, I think we were getting two questions. We got part of the first part of someone's and part of someone else.
I'm the other person with the other question.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. You want me to hold off?
Okay, I heard a question on autism for a young child, I believe. And I would say that the oils that I would be using from that myself would be like peace and calming, just something very simple. And I can diffuse it and see what that does.
Excellent choice. Excellent. I know my oldest son has high-functioning autism, and the oils have worked wonders for him. And peace and calming is a favorite. He also really does well with the Brain Power oil blend, too. So wonderful the oils are. And also we talked about how they're detoxifying. That's very important if heavy metals or mercury is behind your child's autism. So we found that these oils have been very beneficial for them. Very much so. Okay, great. Thank you.
Can I ask that question now?
Okay, go right ahead.
For people who are being treated for certain illnesses and they are on medications, what are the issues that we should be concerned about when we consider the interaction of the drugs and the essential oils? How can we know if it is safe and what doctors don't know enough about, essential oils to be comfortable enough to say, okay, take the essential oils while you're doing this?
Well, I'll tell you the answer to that. I have a thorough treatment of that in my chemistry book in chapter 11. What I did is I went through every book and reference that I could find that would possibly address that, including every book on aromatherapy that was written by a physician. And also, there's an interesting book out there called the PDR for Herbal Medicine, which has a lot about essential oils for doctors that most people may not be aware of. And in none of those books, even the one written by and for allopathic doctors, that they mention any problem with an interaction between oils and pharmaceuticals. It's a totally unmentioned problem. So I'm taking that to mean it must not be a problem, or certainly not much of one. But I can give you an explanation of why it probably isn't a problem. And that is that oils have this intelligence, and they will not do something like thin your blood or thicken your blood or increase your blood pressure or whatever if you don't need it. And so they will not be working at cross purposes with the drugs. And evidently there's been no cases of it. It's never been mentioned in any of the medical references that I've read, and I tried to find every one of them.
I have a question.
Okay, let's try this. Let's ask your question, and then we'll have to call back to presentation mode so that we can, so we won't have the background noise. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay, it's so amazing when Dr. Stewart talked about the cedar wood as far as putting it on your right thumb and your right toe, as far as science, but I have been dealing with a person who was unable to read real fluently, and lately, they've been using a lot of the oils, and lately, they just been reading a little bit better. And I'm wondering if the explanation that he gave about the person was a child, there was abuse, I forgot the word he used, but abuse, mostly a teacher said something to the child, and the child was not able to deal with it at an earlier age, and then when they got, and I wonder if that applies also to a lack of being able to read real fluently, and then grow up and still be unable to read fluently.
Well, let's address that question. Good question. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, Dr. Stewart, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, now we without the background noise, so we'll do the questions this way. Okay, did you hear the lady's question?
Yes, I did, and she's already using oils in this case, and she might try the cedarwood on the right thumb to see how that works. The beauty of the oils are that they're harmless, and you're not going to hurt anybody by using them, so you can feel free to experiment, and in that experimenting, and with prayer, just ask for guidance. You will be led to what will work.
Wonderful. Now, in one of your books, you talk about using the oils with prayer, and scientific studies, I believe, that show the frequency the oils go up when we pray and use the oils at the same time for better benefits. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I found that fascinating. So the frequency goes up like 15 megahertz or something like that when using...
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So that is wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, let's open up the line again. Let's see what time it is here. Okay. We're right at the top of the hour. How are you doing for time, Dr. Stewart?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay. You want to take a couple more questions then?
Yeah.
We've got a great group of people out there this evening. So, okay. Just 1 minute. We'll open the line back up for questions. And when I do so, please press *6 on your keypad.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Hi. I have a question about a client that has a fused spine. She went through 3 surgeries and has a fused spine, and I've been doing Raindrop with her, and she's benefiting greatly. Her spine is straightening up. And I'd like to know if you would have any suggestions on any oils that would help the fusion break up a bit.
Well, I don't have
presentation
any
mode is now enabled.
Okay, Dr. Stewart.
Yes. I don't have any experience such as she is describing there with a fused spine, but I can't think of anything better than doing Raindrop, which I think she said they were doing, and so it just maybe a gradual process.
Right, something to continuously. Would it be like once a week you would do a Raindrop in that case, or would there be any problem with doing it daily? I mean, it would be even better just if you can do it daily, but I mean, how often would you?
Well, it's an individual decision in that case, how often you would do it, and I would say you would just have to know the circumstances of the person and the facilitator, and but certainly it can be done on a daily basis, and in certain cases it has been.
Okay, all right, great. Okay, that's good to know, and so even on a daily basis would be fine. Okay, great. Okay, well, why don't we take one more question, and again, we're going to take the caller presentation mode, and if you could please press *6 to mute out the background noise. So just 1 minute.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Jennifer?
Yes. This is Luanne.
Oh, hello, Luanne.
Oh, hi. Can I have a question?
Okay. Go right ahead.
I have read that in different pamphlets that I've seen and whatnot about not recommending the oils for people with seizures. Can somebody explain that?
Okay. Dr. Stewart, can you speak on that a little bit? I'll go ahead and put the call in presentation.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Luanne. Just 1 minute.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, are we there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's lot of this concern about seizures comes from another school of aromatherapy, which is not what Gary Young teaches, nor what I teach, and that's the so-called British school of aromatherapy. The British are very fearful of the oils, and most of the aromatherapy schools in North America are of that philosophy, and most of the books that are out there are of a British point of view. And their concern is a particular class of compounds that you find in many oils called ketones. And so some oils with ketones are thought to perhaps stimulate seizures in people that would be prone to that. Now, the problem with the British point of view, they consider themselves to have a scientific point of view, but what they use are animal studies, laboratory studies, perfume oil grade studies, and isolate studies where they take one compound out of an oil and test it and then attribute the attributes of that compound to the whole oil, which is like doing research on, say, shortening and say that's what a chocolate cake is like, or like just, you know, taking the salt out of something and testing the salt and then saying that's what the whole food is like. You can't do that. You can't take a single compound out of an oil and determine what it would do in the oil, because it's the combination that works in the oil. So this particular concern comes from that school, not the French school, which is where we're from and where aromatherapy actually began. I would say that I don't want to say that it's impossible, but I will say that I'm unaware of any research to verify that it is a problem or that ketones actually do that on a real person with a therapeutic-grade oil. It may cause muscle spasms and seizures on rats when they're overdosed in a laboratory, but that hardly applies to common-sense aromatherapy.
So that's
I don't know what to tell you on that other than don't believe the British.
Right. We go by the French school, and so with a therapeutic-grade oil. So that's very good to know, because I do get those questions from time to time. So that you explained it very well for us. So, well, Dr. Stewart, I just want to honor your time, and I want to thank you so much. It was just a delight and honor and blessing to have you on the call with us this evening. We all gained a wealth of information, and I've been taking notes as I've been going along, and I'm sure everyone else has. And we just all appreciate you spending this evening with us, this special evening, and thank you for all that you're doing. And so we bless you with a wonderful evening. And for all of you that are on the call, thank you for joining us. And take care. Have a good night. And we will open up the line now so everyone can say good night. 1 minute.